诗歌的敬拜，确实呢，让我们在灵里能够有所提升。
Well, in fact, if you want to come Friday night, they are doing that every Friday night.
如果你们周五晚上会来的话，他们每天晚上每周五的晚上都有这样的诗歌敬拜。
And they stay late last night to practice these hymns.
他们昨天晚上待得很晚，就是为了练习今天早晨这个诗歌敬拜的这个诗歌。
We really appreciate their effort.
我们在主内感谢他们的这个 labor， 他们的努力。
One thing we haven't done for a while is say hello to our neighbors.
我们好久没有和我们在座的周边说问候了。
Can we spend some time to say hello to your neighbor?
我们花一点时间问候你的在座的邻居。
Okay, thank you. And well, this week we don't have a lot, so we'll move to next week. So make sure you will come next week.
今天我们没有爱宴，但是下周有。但是欢迎大家下周一定来享受这样。
Next week is very important worship.
下周呢是一个特别重要的一次聚会敬拜。
We know this is a resurrection weekend.
这是
next week
复活的早晨。下周日是复活的，是每年的复活节的早晨。
But this is upon Sunday.
但是今天是棕榈枝的敬拜。
And we'll ponder why Jesus will enter into the Jerusalem.
Yeah, 我们这为什么耶稣在今天的时候他来到了耶路撒冷
？Okay, let's bow our head and pray.
让我们一起低头来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
在天的父
，We praise you.
我们赞美你。
This is really amazing grace.
这真是你给我们奇异的恩典。
You send your begotten Son.
你送你唯一的儿子。
Into this world.
来到这个世界。
You died for us.
你为我们去死。
Because of our sins.
因为我们的罪。
You hung on the cross.
你被钉在十字架上。
And buried for us.
然后你又为我们被埋葬。
You died for us.
你真是为我们而死。
But we know you also resurrected for us.
我们也知道你为我们而复活。
May everyone who has a ear, we can hear you.
让愿每一个人有耳的人都能听到这些话语。
May your name be glorified.
愿你的名被荣耀。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus was heading to Jerusalem.
耶稣要向那个耶路撒冷行
，for the feast，
去为着这个节日的宴席。
There is a Passover feast waiting for all the people。
这是有一个逾越节的这个宴席在等待这些人们。
So when the time comes and all the people they congregate to the Jerusalem。
当这个节日到来的时候，人们都向这个耶路撒冷城去，去到那边去。
As usual, Jesus he came to Jerusalem.
也跟往常一样，这个耶稣也是来到了这个耶路撒冷城。
Will this time be different from previous years?
但这一次和往年的这个节日有什么不一样吗
？Yes, it will be different.
当然是不一样的。
About 7 days later, he will be hung on the cross.
数天以后，七天一周以后，他要会被钉在十字架上。
He already told his disciples.
他已经告诉了他的这个门徒。
But his disciple doesn't understand what does that mean.
但是呢，他的门徒在他告诉的时候，并不明白他耶稣是什么意思。
Probably they thought you will be the king, and why the king will die.
他们可能当时在想，你是万王之王，王为什么会去死呢
？Yes, this is very difficult for Jesus.
但是呢，这个事件对耶稣来讲也确实很难。
When you facing the death，
当他知道这个时候要到的时候
，But he see something beyond the death。
但是呢，他已经看见越过了这个死亡。
So he can face this way。
所以呢，他能够面对这个时候。
Let's review this year our theme verse.
我们看一下我们今天要分享的这个经节。
Can you advance for me? the slides? Thank you. Okay. Do you remember this theme verse from Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7?
Yeah, 然后我们看一下那个哥罗西书，翻到第二章第六到第七节。
We talk about walking in Him. This is the theme for this year.
我们讲在他里边行走，这是我们今年的这个主要题目。
But today we want to ponder, we want to walk in His triumph.
今天呢，我们要提的是，行在他的得胜当中。
Can we just a quick review what's the theme verses for this year?
然后我们好吧，一起来复习一下今年是。
Let's all read together in Chinese or in English.
让我们一起来用中文和英文一起来读。
As you therefore have
received
Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abundant in
faith
and thanksgiving. Walking in Him. That's when we need to live in Him. We need to act in Him. We need to live out what He has. So this is the theme verses we have this year. Another verses I want you to turn to, which is in Matthew.
下面我们再看一段经节，是在马太福音。Chapter
21.
第二十一章。
Verse 1 through 11.
第一到第十一节。
Those verses are very similar to what we just have read in the book of John.
这经节和我们刚才的约翰福音里边读的经节有些很相似。
When we read, pay attention to what's the similarities and what's the little different verses.
我们在读的时候，请用心去读出它的相同的地方和细微的差异在哪里。
Okay, let's all read together.
让我们一起用中英文一起来阅读。
From verse 1.
从第一节读到第一节,
As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethany on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent his disciples, saying to them, Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, and her called by her. Untie and bring them to me. If anyone said anything to you, tell him what the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to the daughter of Zion, See your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, on the foal of the donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They bought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloak on it, and Jesus said on them, A very large crowd spread their cloak on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowd and went ahead of him, and those who followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, Who is this? The crowd answered, This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. It's about 90% the same, is that right?
90%的大概内容是一样的。
Only a few verses or a few words different.
只有几个字有一点差异。
Okay, let's ponder why these two places recall about the same thing.
我们一起来看为什么这两个地方的圣经在讲的是同一个事情。
Jesus has a journey on earth.
耶稣在我们的世界上他有他的这个旅程。
And this journey is about to end.
这个旅途在世界的旅途即将结束。
In fact, this is the last week on earth.
实际上这是耶稣在我们世界上的最后一周。
And he knows what's going to be happen ahead of him.
耶稣知道在下一周的时候，将会一周以后会发生什么事。
And we see he initiated this journey.
我们看他是初始了，起始了，这个旅途。
He knows there's a death awaiting for him.
他知道在他的前面是有死亡在等待。
But he is facing this this cross.
但是我们的主耶稣是往下的面，是面对他，并且向着死亡而行。
He did not run away.
他没有逃开、逃脱。
He knows this is the way for all the people can receive his life.
他知道这是众人我们的罪人得救的唯一的一条途径。
He knows there is a glorified the things will be ahead of him.
他知道有荣耀在前面。
And he will be glorified, and the Father's name will be glorified too.
他将会被荣耀，并且他也会去荣耀天父。
So he's facing this way, this journey.
所以呢，他是面对着旅途的终止。
Look at the verse in Matthew. He already knows what will be happen.
我们刚才在读这个马太福音的时候，看到耶稣已经知道。
He wanted a disciple to get into the city to find two donkeys.
他差派他的门徒到城里，到一个村庄里边去发现两头驴。
Actually, one is a mother's donkey, one is a baby donkey.
一只是一个成年的，一只是一只驴驹。
Why is so important to find these two donkeys?
为什么说很重要要去发现这两只驴呢？
If you turn to Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9.
如果你翻到撒迦利亚书第九章第九节。
It says, Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout, daughter of Jerusalem, see your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt.The fault of a donkey.
应当大大的喜乐，耶路撒冷的民啊，应当欢呼！看哪，你的王来到你这里，他是公义的，并且实行拯救，谦谦和和的骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子。
We see he fulfilled all the prophecy.
我们在看耶稣，他是在实现所有的预言。
He fulfilled all these prophecies about.He will come in, there's a king will come into the Jerusalem with a donkey. And not only the donkey is a colt, a little donkey.
我们看到将要应验的这个预言是有一个王要来到这个耶路撒冷，不但是骑着驴，而且是骑着驴驹。
So this has been prophesied for 100 years ago. Now it's coming to fulfill.
这个预言是在好几百年之前，但现在就要应验了。
Especially says it's a king will come in. It's not just a regular person will come in.
特别他是讲的是一个王要来，不是一个普通的百姓要来。
This week I was pondering why Jesus want to sit on a colt instead of, well, at least a horse or something.
那现在我要问大家，那为什么他非得要骑着一只驴，并且是驴驹，而不是骑着一个非常英俊高大的一匹马呢？
It's just a very small donkey and the baby donkey.Colt.
只是一个很小的 一头驴驹。
And he want disciple to bring also donkey's mom too.
他也让他的门徒把这个驴驹的他的驴驹的妈妈一起带来。
I think the young donkey they cannot live without mother.
但这个小驴我们可以看他现在还不能离开他妈妈独立的生活。
And maybe he cannot carry a person yet.
也许呢，这个小驴还没有准备好能驮着一个人。
And need to have an adult donkey to a kind of a walk beside him.
他需要那个驴妈妈呢，在他旁边跟他一起走，来给他加力。
I can imagine that kind of picture is very awkward. Maybe Jesus need to sit on the big donkey.
我刚才在我想象这个图画的时候，看有点笨拙。这个耶稣为什么不骑在那个成年的驴背上呢
？But if you see from other verses in Matthew or in Luke, they say yes, Jesus sat on the colt, not the mother.
如果你看这个马太福音和这个路加福音的时候。他都是说的同样的事，就是耶稣骑在驴驹上，不是骑在驴的妈妈身上。
Here I can see this king is very meek.
这个神呢是非常顺服的一个神。
I think he has a great power.
他有大能。
But he chose to sit on the colt.
但是呢，他自己选择了要骑在驴驹的背上。
I can see his humbleness.
我也可以看到他的谦卑。
He became a human.
他是一个人。
Just like you and me.
就跟我们一样的肉身。
But he has a great mission he's going to carry out.
但是呢，他是在实行一个伟大的使命。
He's going to go to the cross.
但是他要朝着那个十字要去十字架。
The salvation, the redemptive plan is from that.
这救赎和复活就是从那个十字架上开始。
So he's going to carry out his mission.
所以呢，他要去实现他的这个使命。
But what he showed is a very meek king.
所以他展示给我们的是一个非常顺服的王。
He's very humble.
他非常的谦卑。
If you don't pay attention, probably you cannot hear him.
如果你不用心去听的话，也许你都听不到他的话语。
Just like today, if we don't pay attention to the Holy Spirit, probably we cannot hear what the Lord wants to tell us.
就像我们活在今世的人一样，如果我们不去用心去听神的话语，那我们也许会听不到这个圣灵给我们的呼召。
So the first part we see, he fulfilled the prophecies.
那从第一个部分我们可以看到他应验了这个预言。
And the donkey, the little donkey was a sign.
这个小的驴驹呢是一个象征。
But on above of that, he's still exerting his sovereignties.
但是从那儿他还是照样是行使他的主权主宰的权柄。
Because he knows what's going to happen.
但他完全知道将发生什么事。
What's the reception from the people?
是人们是怎样对待接待这个接纳这件接待他呢这件事呢
？We know his ministry.
我们知道他的这个。
A lot of people accept him.
很多人接纳了他。
But there are more people reject him.
但是呢，有很多的人是拒绝他。
But today, when he came to the Jerusalem, we see his reception.
那今天他来到耶路撒冷城的时候，我们看到了接纳他的一面。
Is a warm welcome.
是一个非常盛是热烈的一个盛况。
The people spreading their garment and the palm branches on the road.
人们呢把自己的衣服脱下，还有砍下那个棕榈枝，把一同铺到路上来欢迎他。
Are you going to put your jacket or your coat on the floor, let somebody to walk on it?
我们会把我们干净的这个珍贵的这个上衣，这个甚至是西装脱下来铺到路上，让骑着的驴行过吗
？Unless this is a very special person, you will do that.
我们只有在是个非常非常特别的人的时候，我们也许会做这样的事情。
Now all the people they put out their outside their garment and they put it on the floor that Jesus ride on the donkey and to go through.
但现在在场的人呢，都脱下了自己的衣服，铺上了棕榈枝，让耶稣骑着驴从上面行过。
Would it get dirty?
你会这衣服会脏吗
？Definitely yes.
当然是会脏。
But they are willing to do that.
但是呢，他们心甘情愿的去这样做。
Because this is a welcome of the king.
但这是一种他们欢迎，表示欢迎自己王来的一种表示。
Another thing they are waving, which is the palm branches.
另外一个征象，他们是手里拿着棕榈枝在那摇，在那晃。
This is the sign when there is a big victory, they come back the military or the general or the king, they come back from the military. They use the palm trees because it signifies the victory.
他们当挥舞这个棕榈枝的时候，只有是在他们的军队打了胜仗以后凯旋归来的时候，他们才做这种事情。
Will we be doing that again?
我们会再做这种事，再用再这样做吗
？I think so.
我想是的。
If you turn to the Revelation chapter 7 verse 9,
我们翻到这个启示录。
There are seven seals is going to be opened.
有七印将被打开。
After the sixth seal,
到第六个印打开的时候
，In fact, the sixth seal is a great earthquake.
这第六个印打开以后是一个巨大的地震。
We know which country suffered a great earthquake.
Yeah, 我们知道有些国家发生了地震。
Japan.
Yeah, 是日本政府。
One after one.
一个接一个的发生。
Aftershock.
就还有这个。
You see the picture, there is a devastating the situation.
这个国家在非常大的灾难当中。
Somebody even wonder, would they be recovered?
有些人是会问他们这个国家会恢复吗？
I have many relatives and friends live in Japan.
我有很多的朋友是在部队服侍，在住在那个地方驻军。
I pray for them.
为他们在祷告。
I hope this is a awaken for them.
也这是警醒他们的一个事件。
Okay, before the seventh seals open, after the sixth seal open, there's things you will see in Revelation 7-9.
当在第六印揭开之前，在这之间有一个事情。
It says, a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing a white robe, were holding palm trees in their hands.
如果大家翻到了，可以读一下中文。
Revelation 7-9, we can all read together. Okay, let's read again.
启示录第七章第九节。
A great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robe and were holding palm branches in their hands. Amen. Here before the Lamb. A lot of people are wearing a white robe and were holding what? Palm branches again. In their hands. So they are worshiping or waving or say celebrating to this Lamb. So it will happen again.
将再发生什么事?
This is a victorious picture.
这是一个得胜的图画。
So we are going to hold palm trees again, palm branches again.
我们将会再次的挥舞棕榈树枝。
And to celebrate the victory.
去庆贺这个得胜。
Because he is a victorious king.
因为这个耶稣神是得胜的神。
Let's continue to see all the people crying out, Hosanna to the Son of David.
众人喊着说, Hosanna, 于大卫的子孙,
who is the son of David.
大卫的子孙.
In Psalm 118:26, it says, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
诗篇118篇26节。耶和华名来的是应当称颂的。 我们从耶和华的殿中为你们祝福。So
here people shouting Hosanna.
这人们在呼喊Hosanna.
What's the Hosanna means?
这个Hosanna是什么意思呢?
It means saved.
是说得救。
But here it means they are praising him.
在这里说的是他们是在赞美他。
So they cried out Hosanna, Hosanna.
他们是在高声的欢呼Hosanna.
And this is the King David's the son of David.
他是大卫的子孙，是王。
So here indicated he is a king.
这里呢，是指的他是王。
And they are praising him.
他们是在赞美他，众人。
And some people just say, well, people recognize him as a prophet from Nazareth of Galilee.
人们也可能说，他只是一个先知，是从加利利来。 拿撒勒，加利利拿撒勒来的先知。People
recognize him.
人们认出了他。But
later on, they will see he is more than a prophet.
但后来人们认识到了，他比这个先知不只只是一个先知。He
is more than a king.
他不只是一个普通的王。He
is the son of God.
他也是神的儿子。So
we see the people give him a warm welcome here.
因此呢，我们看到了人们会这么热烈的盛况来欢呼他，来欢迎他。
So if you are the person receive so much of a warm welcome, what will you do?
如果是你的话, 得到了如此这么热盛况的欢迎, 你会怎样做呢?
Probably you say, well, this is the time I will be the king. I will sit on the throne.
也许我们说，哦，就我们会自我的感觉一种满足，会说，哦，那我要做王了，我可能会坐在王椅上。
And I'm going to use my power to recover this country, the Israel country. Probably I'll take over.
这下我可有权了。也许我会用我的权力来把这个国家来恢复，来做一些世界上的事情。
But let's look at Jesus.
让我们从另一个角度，我们来看一看我们的耶稣是怎样在做，在想。
He did not see this situation and deviate what he needs to do.
这里边我们没有看到他的任何的言行，就来改变他初始的使命。
Even though the environment is so welcoming and people holding the palm branches and say Hosanna.
即使是这个欢迎的盛况确实是非常的热烈。
But we know he has the one purpose he needs to achieve.
我们知道我们的耶稣来只有一个目的，他是要实现的一个。
As a grain of wheat to fall into the ground.
那就是一粒麦子要掉在地上，泥土里。
Have you planted seeds before?
你们是不是都以前种过种子吗？种过作物吗？
How you plant the seeds?
你怎么种呢？
Do you put on the top of soil?
你把它放在土的上面吗？
A lot of times you have to put it under the ground.
多数情形你需要把它埋到土里面。
And if you learn a plant science, you know this seeds will have something happen.
但如果你都种过的话，你知道这里种子种下去会发生什么。
It will sprout, the new plant will come out.
它会有芽发出来，有新的一颗新的植物长出。And
how about original that seed?
那原来那粒种子呢？
We can say it resolved or become a nutrition for the new plant.
我们看到原来那粒种子会被，因为它是供营养，所以它会消失，会被吸收掉。And
it will start to grow.
然后这个植物会就开始生长。And
when they mature,
当它成熟的时候,
they will grow more seeds.
当它成熟的时候会收获更多的籽粒。So
in September or October, you go to outside of Kansas, you will see a lot of wheat.
当九十月份的时候，你走到田间，你会看到有好多的成熟的收获在那里。In
fact, that's the most glorious time for the wheat. You can see all golden covered and all the wheat.
这是最欣喜的时刻，当你看到成果的时候。When
he died, he will produce many grains.
当这粒籽粒死去的时候，会有许多籽粒长出。And
draw all men.
会吸引万民。This
is a very special way. He is going to multiply the grains.
这是一颗非常特别的一颗麦粒，它将长出更很多的籽粒来。Not
only one, but now he is going to multiply 30 times, 60 times, and 100 times.
那不仅仅是一颗，要长出的可能是许多许多倍的籽粒。He
has to die first.
但是呢，这一颗籽粒必须得先失去自己。In
order to release his divine life.
他将失去自己的圣洁的生命。
No, he will release his divine life through the death.
他会通过他钉十字架死去而释放。
When he died on the cross.
当他在十字架上死去的时候。
And he's going to glorify, he will be glorified and glorify the Father too.
当他死在十字架上，他会得着荣耀，也会去荣耀天父。
This is beyond our comprehension.
这是超出了我们能理解的。But
today, I think everyone here who received the Lord, we will testify for that.
今天呢，我们在座的都会为这个做见证。The
day we heard this, the gospel,
当我们听到福音的那一天,
we receive it,
当我们接受到福音,
and we really like to share with our friends.
我们确实希望 我们愿意去跟别的朋友去分享这个福音。
And we see this grain multiply.
让我们看到这一颗籽粒要结出多颗的籽粒来。
Not only that, we see there's a the judgment is going to happen.
在结籽粒之外，我们也会看到下一个就是他要来将审判这个世界。
Because he is the king.
因为呢，他是王，所以他要审判。
He's a resurrected king.
他是复活的王。
He's going to judge the world.
他将会对这个世界进行审判。
And cast out his ruler.
当把这个世界的这个统治者赶出去。
Which is the Satan.
那就是撒旦。
Which is in the dark part.
那就是这个世界的黑暗的一面统治。
This dark kingdom will be removed.
这个黑暗的这个国度将被驱逐出去。
And his divine life will be manifested.
他的圣洁的生命将会统治，将会占领这个世界。
I'm going to use one person as an example.
下面呢，我跟弟兄姊妹分享一个实际的例子。
Probably you heard about this sister from England.
也许你们有的人听过了这个从英格兰来的一位姊妹。
Her name is Margaret.Barber.
他叫 Margaret Barber, 中文名字叫何寿恩。
And this lady is from England, and she went to China twice.
这位姊妹呢是从英格兰来，她曾经来两次来到过中国。
First time she came with a denomination, and second time she came just by herself.
他第一次来呢，这两次都是传福音，都是这个就 missionary。第一次是跟着一个missionary， 是一个组织。第二次呢，是他自己以传道人的身份来。
And she's very special. She didn't travel much. She just stayed in one town. I think it's near 福州 that area.
他和别的传道人不太一样，他来了，他没有旅行很多的地方，他只是待在福州的有一个小的地方。
Seems that not many people knew about her.
那个时候也没有太多的人听到他。
And she pray a lot.
但他为他经是常常是在祷告。
Especially she wrote a lot of hymns.
他写了很多的诗歌。
Our greenhymn book, we collect about 14 hymns from her.
在我们那个诗歌本上，就是我们手拿，尤其那个绿色皮的那个。
Especially the last one, the last hymn we're going to sing that is written by her.
一会儿我们要唱一首是她谱写的歌，诗歌。
And she, even though she didn't travel a lot, she just prayed a lot, but she did a great impact.
虽然她没有旅行很多。他借着凭着他的祷告，他影响了很对中国那个地方产生了很大的影响。
The most noted person was Wang Kai. I don't know you heard about him.
我们听说，也许听说过一个名字，这个好多人知道他叫王凯的。
And later he became the Christian revolution leader.
他变成了这个基督复兴的这么一个领导之一。
And the other person, which is a Watchman Nee.
另一个人呢，我们就知道尼托生。
And we know about Nee wrote a lot of books and gave a lot of message and benefited a lot of people.
也我们都知道尼托生写了很多的这个书，并且也讲过很多的道，他reached了好多的人。
Somebody say this little lady just like a little grain of wheat.
有的人说呢，这位姊妹从英格兰来的这个就像一颗非常微小的籽粒。
And she planted in Fujian, the city, the city in Fujian.
她只是被种在这个福建的一个地方。
But she really impact a lot of people.
她确实影响了很多的人。
I think probably some of our brothers and sisters from Fujian area probably directly or indirectly impact by this lady.
这在座的也许有很多从福建来的人，也许知道或者不知道，都直接间接的受这个姊妹的影响。
And one thing I want to mention about this lady is she liked to rebuke brothers and sisters.
有一个特点，这位姊妹传道的方式呢，她愿意去斥责这个她身边的人。
If she saw something wrong or your spiritual situation not right, she will tell you right away and directly.
她如果看到她身边的某人在这个属灵里有这个企图的，有企图的话，她会直接的告诉他她的错。
So many brothers and sisters cannot stand that, so a lot of brothers and sisters they left.
有很多人就是听不得这些逆耳的这些神的话语，他们就离开了他。
They don't like to go to her anymore because she likes to rebuke people.
Yeah, 他们有的不愿意再跟他听他的讲话，因为他斥责很多人。
But these two brothers, one is Wang Kai, the other one is Watchman Nee.
这两位挺知名的弟兄王凯和这个尼托生。
They like to fellowship with this lady.
他们愿意和这位姊妹去同工。
They like to pray with her.
他愿意和她一同祷告。
So even though she didn't show much publicly, but later on, the Lord used her.
虽然这位姊妹没有被众多的人知道，但是呢，神还是使用了这颗籽粒。
So many people benefited later on.
许多人呢是在后来就受益。
Okay, let's see what we have learned today.
让我们一起来复习一下今天我们学到了哪些神的话语。
We want to walk in Jesus' triumph.
我们行在耶稣的得胜中。
What should we need to do?
我们需要做哪些事呢？
Yes, he's facing Jerusalem. He knows there's a death waiting for him.
是的，他要向耶路撒冷去行往耶路撒冷，他知道他的前面是有死亡在等待。
But he saw the glory beyond that death.
但是呢，他看到了在那个死亡之上的荣耀。
So he feel like this death is nothing.
他所以呢，他看，因为他看到了这个荣耀，所以他把死看得很轻。
This week we receive a dear brother and sister send one email to us.
上周我们收到了一封 email 给我们众弟兄姊妹的。
This sister has been had cancer for.20 months.
有一位姊妹，她得了二十月以前得的是被诊断是癌症。
During this almost two years period of time, she fought with this cancer and has so many times she need to go to the hospital and deal with all this the cures, process, procedures.
在这将近两年的时间中，他多次的去医院和这个去执行去手术也好，做一些治疗，他始终是和这个癌症在征战。
And she tried out all the medicine, even though the medicine is not it's still in trial stage, and she tried that too.
她接受了很多的这个治疗，有一些药物甚至是在临床实验当中，她也接受了。
But this week or last week, doctors say, well, probably we are not going to do any the curement anymore. We are not going to give you medicine. You just go home and rest.
Yeah, 上周的时候做了一个最后的决定，就是说将不再用药，只是回家去等待。
Her husband sent out this email.
就是她的丈夫发了这个 email.
Her husband said the end of this month is going to be his last day. He's going to retire from his work. He's going to take care of his wife.
那他说这个月呢，也许是他在地球上的最后的一个月。这个I'm sorry. 他在工作的最后，他要退休，他将从工作当中退休。
He's going to resign from his job and is going to take care of his wife, dear wife.
这个丈夫呢将会这个辞去他的工作，在家照顾他的太太。
And in a letter, he said, even though they are in the midst of this trials, in the midst of these difficulties, and he said, we still sense the presence of God.
虽然他在与疾病在征战，要经历很多的事，在这个诸多的治疗当中，但是他们始终是在寻求神赞美。
神的还有神的同在，
看到了神的同在。
And then also the joy of the Lord.
然后呢，是神赐给他们的平安和喜悦。
And later he said, "I'm not trying to boast. I'm too spiritual."
他不想他在信中说他不想自夸说自己非常的那个属灵。
But he said he really received the joy from the Lord.
但他说他确实接受到了来自父神的这种喜乐平安。
Last week, because they all at home, and his wife came from upstairs and read one of the things about the oil of gladness. 他太太在楼上读了一本书，是有关于是喜乐的膏油。 And she was so happy, and she laughed from upstairs, came down to downstairs.
这位患病的姊妹呢，读了那本喜乐的膏油以后呢，她非常的快乐，从楼上到楼下都是带着笑声喜欢欢颜。
This lady is facing to the end of her life.
这位姊妹呢，是知道她面前在等待她的，也是在世界的结束。
But she knows there is something beyond the death, and so glory.
但是神让她看见了，在这个世界的死亡之外，还有这个荣耀的等待。
So she has the joy from inside.
所以呢，她看到了这个荣耀，所以她得着神的喜乐，得着神的平安。
Just because they have a life different from those people, they don't have a life.
只是因为他得着了神赐给他的永恒的生命。This
life is from our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个生命是来自于我们的天父。So
what we can learn here?
我们今天学到的是什么呢?
If we want to walk in Jesus' triumph, we need to know and receive Him first.
如果我们要在耶稣的得胜中行走的话，我们需要什么？ 首先要认识和接受他，接待他。No,
He can save you.
只有这样，他能够拯救你。No,
He will give you the eternal life.
然后他会给你永恒的生命。We
need to have His life of humbleness and obedience.
然后，我们也应该有他谦卑和顺从的生命。Even
though He knows He is going to Jerusalem is going to be trial, be tested, and will be nailed on the cross.
虽然他知道他去了耶路撒冷以后，他会被监禁、被审讯，最后会被钉在十字架上。
But he's still facing the Jerusalem.
但是他仍然是往那边前行。
We see his obedience.
我们看到了我们主耶稣的顺服。
He entered Jerusalem with little donkey.
他 骑着一个驴驹进到了耶路撒冷。
We need to learn how to praise Him.
我们也应该学习怎样赞美他。
No matter what kind of situation we have.
无论我们在经历任何的情景。
Learn how to praise Him.
都要学习去敬拜他。
First time I heard this from my dear friend, he said, "Well, Robert, even though you're in this situation, can you praise Him?"
有一个朋友就说 Robert 在这种情况下你也会赞美他吗?
I don't understand what he said.
我当时我不理解他在讲什么。
Because I was in a great difficult situation.
因为是他在一个非常困难的处境当中。
But I learned from this Christian friend. I tried to praise the Lord.
但是我看到了这位弟兄呢，他想去学习去敬拜神。
That really gave me another strength to go on. Another thing is we need to let His name be known by others.
然后我们还要学习，就是让他的名、他的话语被别人听到、认识到。
We need to tell our friends about the Savior.
我们应该告知我们身边的人关于这个救赎的主。
Live a victorious life by walking with Him.
让我们与他同行，过得胜的生活。
Every day we need to walk with Him.
每天呢，我们应该行在主里边。A
lot of things probably will come, will happen to us, but if we walk with Him, all these things will just go by.
Yeah, 每一天都会这样度过，我们应该行在他的里边。Another
thing is we need to know what kind of things we can let God be glorified in our life.
另外我们也知道，要让荣，为了要荣耀我们的神，让他得着荣耀，在我们的生命当中。
Even though we are in difficult situation,
即使我们在非常困难的境遇当中。
How can his name be glorified?
那他的名怎样才能被被赞美呢？
Or maybe we are in very favorable situation.
那我们可能在好
很顺利的
啊，很顺利的情况。
And how can his name be glorified through us?
在我们在这个顺境当中，怎样才能让他的得着荣耀呢？
We pray that you will continue to speak to us.
我们也祷告，求神的话语始终对我们心灵说话。
Especially this coming Friday, we're going to have a Lord's Table Friday night.
啊，我们这个周五我们要有薄饼。
And Balaji wants us to do the homework.
啊，我们做 homework。
基弟兄要我们做 homework。
OK， 基弟兄给了我们一个作业。
We want to find out this week what did Jesus do？
我们要这个作业就是说，在这一周当中，耶稣是在做什么？
Also, anything happened to him this five days？
Yeah， 耶稣在这个从五天当中做的任何的事情
？A lot of answer is all can they all can be found from the Bible。
Yeah， 我们都可以请我们大家去读圣经，读看耶稣在这五天都做了哪些事情。
So when we come Friday for Lord's table，
当这个周五的时候，当我们来一起擘饼的时候
，we receive the cup， we receive the bread， we know what that means。
分享他的饼杯的时候，我们能够知道他这是真正的意义是什么。
May his victorious life in each one of us。
愿他得胜的这个得胜的灵在我们每个人的心中，在我们每个人身上。
Let's bow our hand and pray。
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this is the Passion Week。
主啊，我们感谢你，这是让我们赞美你的一周。
And we see you enter Jerusalem with the triumph。
就我们看到你是带着得胜来到了耶路撒冷。
You fulfill all the prophecies。
你实现了所有的这些预先的预言。
And people give you a well welcome。
这人们，我们也看到人们给你热烈的欢呼欢迎。
And they call you as a Hosanna, as the Son of David.
他们在欢呼这个Hosanna, 就是大卫的子孙儿子。
But we know you have one purpose, just come to the Jerusalem.
主，我们也知道你来耶路撒冷只有一个目的。
You are facing the death.
你将面对着在十字架上的死亡。
You are going to die on the cross because the sin of the whole world.
你因着我们罪的缘故，你将被钉十字架，为我们而死。
You die for us.
你为我们而死。
But the story is not end there.
但是钉十字架不是结束。
You also resurrected for us.
你也是为我们有复活。
So we need to receive your life.
我们需要接受你的生命。
We need to receive your name.
我们要接受你的名。
And learn how to live the victorious life.
然后去学习怎样去活得胜的生活。
May your life can shine through us.
愿你的这个生命在我们身上发光。
In this dark world. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that